The comet Churyumov-Gerasimenko smells strong, with odors of rotten eggs, ammonia, and the pungent, suffocating stench of formaldehyde, plus the faint, bitter, almond-like aroma of hydrogen cyanide. Add a whiff of methanol, paired with vinegar-like sulfur dioxide, a hint of the sweet scent of carbon disulfide, and you arrive at the perfume of our comet. Eyelashes, as any would-be femme fatale knows well, are seductive. But that is probably not their main purpose. Men rarely flirt by fluttering their eyelids, yet they have eyelashes too. Moreover, the market for false lashes suggests that if seduction is their principal job, they're not as good at it as they could be. Surprisingly, the real reason eyelashes evolved has remained unknown. A 10-time Emmy Award winner and former longtime NBC Olympics producer, Molly Solomon now oversees production and programming on Golf Channel, the first woman to become executive producer for a national sports network. Solomon also serves on the advisory council for the KPMG Women's Leadership Summit, which connects accomplished... Declared a miracle vintage by Nicolas Gluminau of Chateau Pichon Longueville Comtesse de Lalande, the 2014 Bordeaux has been praised by critics and enthusiasts alike. In September, a welcome Indian summer arrived, bringing extraordinary conditions for harvest. The result was beautifully ripe fruit and an excellent vintage. I sat and watched a group outside Prada, the handbag shop where you can, on impulse, buy a very thin, very discreet crocodile wallet for the price of an airline ticket to Sydney. This year, ancient Italian men are wearing generously cut worsted suits in natural earth colors with muted check. Ties are carelessly knotted and discreet. Collar sizes are too big for the neck. And elasticated clip-on braces seem to be making a comeback. The whole look is rather like Quasimodo Medici meets Jimmy Hoffa.